Are you ready to live in new dimensions with the power given to you by God? Well, you've tuned into the right podcast. Welcome to Motivated to Greatness, where we discover the greatness within. Here's your host, Jerome Bouveret.
Well, welcome to M2G. I am your host, Jerome Bouveret. Let me ask you a question. Are you ready to discover the greatness within? Then let's start today's journey. Now, if you haven't already done it, I need you to hit the subscribe and the follow button right now. No matter what platform you're listening on, hit the subscribe and follow, because every week we are bringing you life-changing content that's going to help you live your best life. And not only that, but will you help us empower others by sharing about this podcast? You can hit the share button. There's a little box with an arrow. You can text it in a link. You can share it on your social media. Help us grow and help us empower others to discover the greatness within. Now, we've been in this series on slaying the giants of life. Last week on the last podcast, I talked about slaying the giant of discouragement. And tonight I want to talk about a giant that I know every person that is listening to the sound of my voice right now, you have dealt with, you have encountered, maybe you're dealing with it right now. What is it, Jerome? What is this giant that we're going to talk about this week? We're going to talk about slaying the giant of doubt. That's right, slaying the giant of doubt. Have you ever had those times in life, my friends, where you have doubted something? Maybe you've doubted yourself. Maybe you doubted someone around you, or your ability to do something or to go to college, or maybe you've even doubted God. I can fully admit there have been times in my life where I have even doubted God himself. All of us have encountered, or maybe are encountering right now, doubt. How do I overcome doubt? Well, I need you to understand this. Your faith can move mountains, but your doubt can create them. I'm going to say it again. Your faith, our faith can move mountains, but our doubt can create them. Now, what is the definition of doubt? How do we define doubt? Well, the definition of doubt, according to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, is this. It is to call into question the truth of, to lack confidence in, to consider unlikely. It means fear, an inclination not to believe or accept something, uncertainty of belief or the opinion that often interferes with decision-making. Have you ever had those times in life where you have called into question maybe the truth, or you have called into question your ability, or maybe you lack confidence in accomplishing something or doing something, or maybe you have some fear? Well, you're dealing with the giant of doubt in your life. You're dealing with doubt. And trust me, we all have done it. We all have had those times where we have doubted situations. We have doubted people. We have even doubted God himself. So I want to talk about slaying the giant of doubt. We're gonna learn how to defeat this thing. See, most of the time that we get stuck in life, And when our progress and opportunities plateau, those are usually the times, my friends, when we are being controlled by our own doubts. When we get stuck, when it seems like we're just going through the same cycle over and over, or it doesn't seem like we're progressing, there's some doubts somewhere in your life. And these doubts predominantly occur while trying to accomplish a mission called life success. All of us want to be successful in life. All of us want to accomplish great things. Nobody wants to be a failure. And the time that we experience doubt the most is when we are trying to fulfill this mission called life success. And that is where we're trying to fulfill ourselves in either business, private, or even the spiritual realm. Is when we are trying to fulfill this life success. That's when doubt comes in. Now, let me tell you something. It is normal. Hear me now. Listen, I grew up in the church. I grew up in what is known as the Word of Faith movement. I grew up being taught about faith and being taught about how to trust in God. But it is normal. Hear me. It is normal that on our journey, we run into many crossroads and need to make the decisions on which direction to head. All of us encounter crossroads in life. All of us encounter these pivot points, these intersections where we have to make some decisions. And can I tell you something? There really is no quote unquote safe road in life. In our journey, the journey that you have, the journey you've had thus far, and the journey that you're going to have, you ready for it? The journey that we have, it is the sum of all the roads that we travel and the decisions that we make. The journey that we are on, it is the sum total of all the roads that have led here, the good roads, the bad roads, the roads with the hills, the road with the potholes, all of these things and all of the decisions. These have led us to the journey that we're on right now. And I think when we fear taking a wrong turn because we may ruin everything, that is where doubt can paralyze you. It can paralyze us into not making decisions at all because we're afraid of making the wrong decision. Or we doubt that road, or we doubt that path, you know, the fork in the road, go right or go left. We don't want to go anywhere because we don't want to make the wrong decision. That's when doubt begins to creep. And I believe that every person on the face of the earth experiences this situation at some point in their life. But how do we move forward when we are faced with doubt? How do we move forward from the doubt that's happening in our life? How do we move forward so that we're not overtaken by the doubt in our life? Well, let's talk about that. What are the steps? How do we do this? Well, Ryan D'Souza said this: if you want to achieve success, then don't doubt your dreams. If you want to achieve success, if you and I want to be successful, we cannot doubt our dreams. See, we all have dreams. You have a dream. I have a dream. We all have dreams. And our dreams can sometimes start to fade as we get challenged by life's unexpected situations. But for most of us that are listening to this podcast right now, but for most of us, our dreams almost never truly disappear. You may have a down and out time. You may be going through hell and high water. You may be going through a difficult situation, but I will guarantee you that no matter what the road has brought you, what roads have been in your life to lead to this journey, the dream in you never, ever really dies. It may be a spark. It may be a flicker, but the dream almost never fully disappears. Listen, one is never too old to dream and to create new dreams. Our daily lives are constantly saturated with thoughts. You and I have thoughts all throughout the day. We have thoughts of the future. We have thoughts of the past. We even have thoughts of the present. Listen, we all, hear me, we all would like to recognize these thoughts and try and uncover what the next move should be. We all want to do that. We all want to accomplish it, to know whether we're at a good place or if maybe we can have our dream job, or maybe if we've chosen the right partner in life, or maybe we should be in a different place to live, or maybe even have better friendships. We all have doubts in our minds at times and would love nothing more than a voice in our head to distinguish itself as the voice of intuition and whisper to us what our next move should be. We all want that to happen in our life. We all would like to have those types of situations. Rumi said this: there is a voice that doesn't use words. Listen to it. So we need to learn, if we're going to overcome doubt, we need to learn to listen to that inner voice. We need to learn to listen to that still, even at that still small voice that's on the inside of us. But what happens? What happens when we fail to recognize that inner small voice? What happens when we begin to, when we don't recognize the right way, or maybe we miss the mark? What happens when we start to doubt even our own knowledge, or when we start to doubt our faith? Have you ever been there? Have you ever doubted your faith? Listen, I'm a man of faith. I was raised in church. I was raised around a Christian faith. I'm a man of faith, but there's been times I've doubted it. There has been times in my life, and maybe you can attest to this, or this will resonate with you. There have been times that I said, God, are you even there? Listen, we must remember, my friends, it is normal. It is normal on this journey in life to experience speed bumps. It is normal to experience hiccups and sometimes some train wrecks in our life. But we cannot be troubled by these situations. Remember what I said at the beginning of this podcast, that all the roads in our life had led us to this point in the journey. Listen, These troubled times, these train wrecks, these hiccups, these speed bumps, these are opportunities to learn, to grow, and to build confidence in your life. Because if we never take off the training wheels and dare to try, we will deny ourselves of some of the greatest life experiences and lessons. There is nothing worse than seeing a teenager riding a bike and still has the training wheels on it. At some point in time, we have to be willing to take the training wheels off, and we have to be willing to go forward. We have to be willing to walk out in faith. We have to be willing to walk out and to trust and to not doubt. What is one of the biggest triggers of fear? Before I get into discussing how do we deal with this doubt, one of the biggest triggers of fear is one of the biggest triggers of doubt is fear. What does fear do? Fear makes us doubt ourselves. And when we live in fear, we start to doubt ourselves even more, which causes more fear. Are you seeing the trickling effect? When we fear, it makes us doubt us. And then when we begin to doubt us, we live in fear. And then we doubt ourselves even more, which causes more fear. Until we reach a standstill called paralysis in life, where the fear of making a decision is too great because of the doubt we have in our own decision making. Listen, I think that you will agree with me right now that this is a very dangerous cycle to live in, where you're so fearful and you walk in so much fear that you don't make a decision and it seems like you're paralyzed. You know what paralyzed, being paralyzed is? You can't move. You ever been in that place where you can't move? That's a dangerous cycle to be in. Listen, and I understand. I understand in theory that it sounds easy to comprehend. And in theory, the solution is obvious. However, when you and I are faced with doubt, it isn't always so clear what the next best move should be. So I'm going to give us five techniques on how to overcome doubt. How do we overcome the doubt in our life? How do we slay the giant of doubt? Number one, have faith. Have faith. Listen, if you're going to doubt something, doubt your limits. We all have those quote unquote limitations that we live by. Those times when we don't think we can or we don't think we're able to. We need to have faith. And not just faith in God, but have faith in yourself. Have faith in your spouse. Have faith in those around you that are your mentors and that you look at. Have faith. This isn't just about having faith in God. We need to have that. And I'm going to talk about that in a minute. But we need to learn to have faith. Have faith in yourself. Believe in yourself. Have faith that you can accomplish it. Have faith that you can do it. If we're going to doubt something, let's doubt our limits. Because our limits are what are limiting us from accomplishing our dreams. What does faith do? Faith helps remove doubt. When you have faith in yourself or you have faith in your ability. Now listen, I'm not talking about being arrogant. I'm talking about having faith in your ability, having faith in God's ability. When we have that faith removes all doubt. And once we have a vision of what we want and have faith in it, this will give us the faith and the strength to get there. Notice what I said. You got to have a vision. You got to want it. And you got to have faith in it. And when you do that, you're going to have the strength and the faith to get there. Faith is a commitment, however. You're going to have to, and I'm going to have to remain committed to the process to get to the promises of life. Remember, you wouldn't have the desire in your goals if you didn't have the ability to achieve it. If you didn't have the ability, you wouldn't have the desire. But you know what you're capable of doing. You know what's on the inside of you. I know what I'm able to do. So have faith. Number two, remember, doubt can only be removed by action. I'm going to say it again. Doubt can only be removed by action. Always doing something. I'm not saying being busy. I'm talking about taking progressive, positive, affirmative action against your doubt. The only wrong choice, you ready for it? The only wrong choice is not making a choice. It's when we don't make a choice that we make the wrong choice. Listen, whether you fail in a choice or you succeed, you still made a choice. And can I tell you, the road to success is going to have some failures. So doubt can only be removed by affirmative action. It can only be removed by doing something. It can only be removed by going past the fear, by going past the doubt, by causing, telling those things, listen, you're not going to control me. Fear, you're not going to control me. Worry, you're not going to control me. That's another giant we're going to talk about, slaying the giant of worry. We are going to press past. Listen. The wrong choice, the only wrong choice is not making a choice. Martin Luther King Jr. said this, if you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward. So doubt can only be removed by action. It can only be removed by making the choice every day that you get up to be a better person than you were yesterday. That's the only thing you and I can do is to make the goal every day to be better than what we were yesterday, to be more aggressive and affirmative than what we were yesterday, to accomplish more today than we accomplished yesterday. Every day we wake up is an opportunity for a daily success. Doubt can only be removed by action. Albert Einstein said this, life is like riding a bicycle. To keep your balance, you have to keep moving. Always choose an action because any action, even the wrong ones at times, will still help us grow. So we have to don't doubt and we have to remove that doubt by action. The third thing, the third key to slaying the giant of doubt. How do I slay this giant? How do I overcome doubt in my life? How do I overcome doubt in my marriage or in my business or in my schooling or whether or not I should write the book or fight, whatever the case may be. How do I overcome and slay that giant? Number three, don't invest in doubt. You know what investment is, right? Investment is when you put your money in towards something. You're making an investment. You're making a temporary investment for a long-term manifestation, for a long-term reciprocal happening. Don't invest in doubt. Listen, overthinking. Maybe you're an overthinker. I am by far an overthinker. Overthinking, you know what that does? Number one, it will never solve any problems. Overthinking something is never going to solve any problem. That's what I'm talking about. Don't invest. Don't overthink the situation. Don't overthink about whether or not I should or whether or not I can or am I going to be able to do this or can I make it? Don't overthink that. Overthinking will never solve any problem in your life. Sometimes when we move away from the fog of a situation, we can see it from a better position. So just don't overthink. But when I talk about don't invest in doubt, sometimes you got to walk away or move back from a situation, whether it be financially or a college decision or a business. Sometimes you got to take a step back so that you can see it from a better position, from a better perspective. So take that step back and look at the situation from a different perspective. And guess what? You're going to find the answer. Don't invest in doubt. Don't allow those thought processes to control you. Don't let those negative words don't allow them to control you. Don't be limited by your limitations. Don't invest into the doubt. Don't sit around doubting and thinking about it and questioning. Don't do it. Doubts in your mind are a much greater roadblock to success than obstacles on the journey. I'm going to say it again. Doubts in our mind, they are a much greater roadblock to our success than the actual obstacles that we're going to face in the journey called life. So we need to not invest in doubt. Number four, make decisions from a position of love. If you're going to slay the giant of doubt, if I'm going to slay the giant of doubt, I have to make decisions from a position of love. What am I talking about? Before making a decision, step back, take 10 deep breaths. Take 10 deep breaths. What's this going to do? Physiologically, this is going to increase the oxygen in your body to help you relax, to feel more peaceful. And what does that do? It helps you gain more clarity. Step back, make decisions from a position of love, take deep breaths, learn to relax, and allow yourself to gain clarity. There are two basic motivating forces in this world. There's only two. John Lennon said this, there are two basic motivating forces, fear and love.
When we are afraid, we pull back from life. When we are in love, we open ourselves to all that life has to offer with passion, excitement, and acceptance. We need to learn to love ourselves first in all our glory and our imperfections. If we cannot love ourselves, we cannot fully open ourselves to our ability to love others and our potential to create. He continued to say, all the hopes for a better world rest in the fearlessness and open-hearted vision of people who embrace life. What was he saying? Learn to operate in love. Learn to step back and love yourself. Step back and accept yourself. Step back and look at things from a position of love. Look at that boss from a position of love. Look at that spouse from a position of love. Look at those children from a position of love. No matter what's going on or what they're saying or what is happening, step back and look at what you do have in life. Look at your worldview. My worldview needs to be one from the Father's worldview, which is love. The Bible says that God is love. So we need to learn to step back. Now, I'm not saying we tolerate everything. That's a whole nother message there. That's a whole nother podcast. I'm saying step back and look at things from a position of love. Make decisions from a position of love. Number five, don't be afraid to fail. If you're going to overcome and slay the giant of doubt, don't be afraid to fail. Why? Because the road to success is going to have failures. Learn to stretch outside of your comfort zone. What is in you right now that is causing you to want to go forward, or what is in you, I should say, that goes beyond what you're comfortable with? Stretch. We need to learn to stretch ourselves outside of our comfort zones. Listen, if a fisherman casts his line 100 times to try and catch a fish and only catches one on his final cast, he has failed 99 times, but is still successful. Did you hear what I said? If he casts it out 100 times and he doesn't actually catch a fish until his final cast, he may have failed 99 times, but he's still considered successful. Why? Because he caught the end destiny. He achieved what he set out to do. The truth is this. Sometimes in life, my friends, we're going to have to let go of some people. We may have to change our job. We may have to change where we live. We may even at times, hear what I'm about to say. Some of us church folk that are listening to this right now are going to cringe with what I'm about to say right here, but hear me close. Sometimes we even have to isolate ourselves in order to understand ourselves better and to trust our gut that we're doing the right thing. Sometimes we'll outgrow people. Sometimes we outgrow places. Sometimes we'll outgrow situations that keep repeating themselves. We cannot be scared to clear our vision and to make a move. If we're going to slay the giant of doubt, we cannot be afraid to fail. Meryl Streep, she's an actress. She once shared a picture of herself when she was 27 saying this. She said, this was me on my way home from an audition to King Kong, where I was told I was too, quote unquote, ugly for the part. This was a pivotal moment for me. This one rogue opinion could have derailed my dreams of becoming an actress, but instead it forced me to pull myself up by my bootstraps and believe in myself. I took a deep breath and said, I'm sorry you think I'm too ugly for your part, but you're just one opinion in a sea of thousands, and I'm off to find a kinder tide. She continued to say, today, I have 18 Academy Awards. What would have happened if Meryl Streep would have listened to the opinion of others? What would have happened if she would have took to heart and doubted herself and doubted her ability and listened to the people that said she was too ugly for the part? What would have happened if she would have gave in to all of the cares of life and all of the other opinions and all of the people that said that she couldn't? She would never have become the success that she has been. Listen, Michelle Ruiz said this. If people doubt how far you'll go so far you can't hear them anymore. I like that quote. Isn't that a powerful quote? If people doubt how far you'll be able to go so far that you can't even hear them anymore. Listen, we've all had moments like Meryl Streep in our life where we feel we're too, quote unquote, ugly for someone or not good enough for the job or not, quote unquote, special enough to reach a dream. And it made us doubt ourselves. Listen, the fact is that life is a wonderful adventure of rich experiences, but life does not last. Doubt paralyzes our ability to move, my friends. And then when we stop moving, all the precious moments that we could live in that moment disappear. So as you and I continue on this journey, listen, I implore us, I beg us to make the decision, even if we feel the fear. Listen, we are the captains of our destinies. Listen, your darkest fears are the veil between you and your brightest rewards. You can slay the giants of your life. Isaiah 41 and 10, the Lord promised us this. The Father promised us, do not be afraid because I am with you. Do not be intimidated because I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will support you with my victorious right hand. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you may be facing, whether you think you can or you can't, whether you think you can start that business or other people say you can't accomplish whatever they say you can't accomplish in life, God says, don't be afraid. Don't doubt. I'm right here with you. Don't be intimidated. Don't be moved by the opinions of others or what other people are successful at and compare yourself to that because I'm your God. He said, I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will support you. I will lift you up with my victorious right hand. My friends, we can slay the giant of doubt in our life. Listen, if you have any ideas for this podcast, I've been getting several people that have been reaching out. We've gotten several responses over even the last week. If you have any ideas for any podcast topics or maybe something you would like to hear addressed on M2G, listen, our announcer is going to come in just a few seconds and he's going to share with you how you can submit those in an easy and efficient manner. Now, I need you to consider. So I really need you to consider partnering with M2G financially. Listen, will you join us for what we're calling $5 Friday? That's right, $5 Friday. Well, listen, if you as a faithful listener would be willing to invest a minimum donation of $5, whether it be one Friday a month, two Fridays a month, or every Friday of the month, but at least one Friday a month, $5 Friday, we can keep this empowerment podcast coming. We can keep M2G coming. Your donation helps us continue to not only bring this podcast to you every week, but it also expands our opportunities to help countless others through empowerment and growth platforms. Listen, you can give securely via several electronic methods. They are listed on our website, www.kbif.info. You can give right through the website with a credit card, debit card, right from your account, whatever the case may be. www.kbif.info, as well as Cash App at $KBIF. Again, KBIF. All of the giving, all of the things that you give, all of the donations you give, listen, we appreciate them. It's all tax deductible and we appreciate it. So whether it be a one-time donation or a monthly commitment, we say thank you. Now, here's our announcer to share with you our website information, how you can partner with and stay connected to M2G.
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Motivated to Greatness. We hope that you were encouraged to find your greatness within. Tune in every Thursday for new episodes of Motivated to Greatness with Jerome Bouverette. If you have a topic idea that you would like to hear discussed or simply have questions, please email your requests to kingdombif@gmail.com. Again, that's kingdombif@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you. Would you like to receive weekly M2G mobile empowerments? If so, please text M2G to 31996. That's the letter M, the number 2, and the letter G to 31996. We want you to stay empowered. Here at M2G, we believe in the power of prayer. If you have a prayer request and would like for us to agree with you, we have a team of hundreds of prayer warriors across the nation who are awaiting your requests. Please email your prayer requests to kingdombif@gmail.com. Again, that's kingdombif@gmail.com. Thank you for your continuous support. For more M2G info, please visit our website at www.kbif.info. Again, that's www.kbif.info. You can also connect with Jerome Bouverette by following him on Instagram, Facebook, Periscope, and by subscribing to his YouTube channel, all at Jerome A. Bouverette. Thank you again for tuning in to Motivated to Greatness. Take the time today to discover your greatness within.